Finding the perfect place to write depends on the kind of writing to be done. I'll happily bash out an article at a desk, but if we're talking about a book chapter, research, or anything that requires an almost altered state, then my needs are different. I need space around me, but not too much. I need soft textures rather than a desk. I must not be disturbed. The radio has to be off. There needs to be a teapot and a cat within reach. I love the idea of writing outside, but find the shifting light and temperature distracting. Some people write in bed, but I like to show up, and this means getting up, getting dressed, and going into a space that accommodates only this purpose. There's something ritualistic and respectful about it. Box rooms are good. Sheds too, if customised sufficiently. One cannot write while cold. I currently live in a block of flats, so my solution is this. I make a nest. I commandeer one corner of the sofa, surround myself with cushions and blankets, set up my laptop and a little table with my tea set and any essentials, light some candles, switch on some ambient white noise, and I'm ready. My cat will come and demand affection or food periodically, which ensures I take breaks. It's the right system for me, and I find an atmosphere of cosy magic helps me conjure the right words. Why do you think we call it spelling? Writing in cafes works for some, especially if you write so obsessively that you need to be thrown out at closing time just to stop. I used to be that writer, undisciplined in the sense that I took no breaks and didn't know when to quit. I just wrote and smoked until everything hurt and the walls turned ochre. A cafe would have been healthier. And the social aspect can be welcome, but still, I find them too unpredictable and noisy for me to manage anything other than the composing of a tweet, probably to express my irritation at the noise. We writers are generally creatures of habit, often superstitious, so if you turn up with your laptop and a brain bursting with booker-worthy ideas to find there is someone sitting in your seat, jabbing at their phone and showing no signs of movement, this can be discombobulating. If you're on the verge of a breakthrough, only for the coffee machine to suddenly explode into life, or the child at the next table to have a tantrum, this can throw you out of whack. On the other hand, the waitress with the wild laugh, the strange man who bangs on the window every day, or a song on the radio could spark an idea. What works depends on your own character. For my part, give me my secret nest, my makeshift grotto, where the only unpredictable elements are the twists and turns of my own imagination, and the occasional visit from the cat.